It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, hello there, listeners. This is the Pipe Man, and I'm here to talk to you about my favorite podcast and soon to be yours. It's Natural Health Radio, hosted by Dr. Teresa Dale. If you want the most accurate, latest research and health news, you need to tune in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on K4HD Radio at K4HD.com or download the app. You can also listen to previous podcasts of Natural Health Radio on demand 24/7 on iHeartRadio. Make sure to check it out. I love it, and I know you will too.
Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
This is Dr. Teresa Dale. What a great day it is today that we can be together and share some great information with you. We have a very special guest today. I want to give you a little bit of an open first here, and that would be a very important thing. So we're hearing today about vaccines and about how it affects your physical and emotional health and about research. We're not hearing much about the research related to deaths and the side effects of the three vaccines, which there are of all three. So after we're done with our special guest today, I want to go into some detail about statistics so that you have that information. I know you want that. And we have to be aligned and focused on having great health and on sharing information with our neighbors, with our friends that can help them to have great health, strengthen their immune system, work with their diet, and do the various things that they need to do in order for the body to kick out any viruses or bacteria and become so strong that you don't really need a vaccine. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people are saying, oh, which vaccine should I take? And so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I would say none of them, because there are a number of different ways to go that doesn't require subjecting yourself to the possibility of having a side effect, including deaths. And so we definitely want to look at this more carefully. Towards the maybe last half hour of the show. But right now, I have a very special guest, and I do want to give you our website, which is wellnesscenter.net and Dr. Dale's wellnessstore.com. And I do want to introduce Dr. Diana Drake. And Diana is a clinical naturopath, from Colorado. And she works with the skin because we want to find out about that and how you work with the skin with naturopathy. And we're going to be asking her questions so that she can share with you today. Okay, welcome to the show, Dr. Diana.
Hi, Dr. Dale. Thanks for having me today.
Hi. So maybe you can do a little sharing. Dr. Drake is a board-certified naturopathic health provider, clinical naturopath, and she can be working, you know, she can work directly with you if you have questions about your skin. So we want to ask you a few things. How did you get started in this field?
Sure. So I actually, it's kind of a sad story, but I lost my mother when I was about 23, cardiovascular disease, and she was on a prescription drug at the time. So, you know, we were just told if you have your lipid levels in range with this drug, everything will be fine. And apparently there's more to it than just that. But I was also at the same drug at that time. So I was on a statin drug since about fifth grade because I had elevated lipid levels. And I'm talking really high, like 550. Wow. So I thought to myself, oh my God, I can't be on this drug anymore. I need to get myself off. So I found myself a natural doctor. I really became interested in the industry. And I was an esthetician at the time. And when I started kind of researching more natural medicine, I wanted to offer a more holistic approach for my own clients. And so when I kind of turned my business into more of a holistic aesthetics practice, I really got a lot of deep inflammatory skin conditions that people were having a lot of problems with. I mean, I had people that were just, I've been to every doctor, I've been to the dermatologist, all they give me is a cream, they don't have answers, I've been on antibiotics for a year. I mean, just all kinds of things that really weren't healing people. So I just took that next step. I became board certified as a naturopath and really specialized in the inflammatory skin realm. So most of what I get, you know, acne, rosacea, eczema, and then because there is a lot of hormonal element to it, I've also kind of opened my practice into thyroid and hormone balancing as well.
Mm-hmm. Great. And I think hormone balancing and the detoxification of the body is a very important thing to look at when it comes to skincare. So, you know, a lot of people who go to doctors today, they're looking, they have acne, and they're prescribed a drug or birth control, which is a drug, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So had you ever had any experience with that personally?
Absolutely. So one of the favorite things to give for acne is Accutane, which basically it's like a toxic dose of vitamin A. It stops the body really from producing oil. It just wreaks havoc on the gut. And also obviously birth control, and I'll have women come to me and they're like, I'm not sexually active. I feel side effects from this birth control. So we just gently bring people off the drug, and you're right. Cleansing is actually the first part of every protocol, regardless of your skin condition. So I actually created a 13 product line of supplements for inflammatory skin conditions called Skin Naturopathics. And in that protocol, the first step is to cleanse. So I do a colon cleanse, kidney and liver, and I call it a skin detox. It's really like a blood and lymph purifier. And those are all just organic and wildcrafted herbs that are put together in formulas that kind of go after those areas independently, but also works together to draw everything out, because you really have to start cleaning out the body if you want to heal it. And people don't realize how toxic the environment we are in is. Some people I talk to have never cleansed at all. Or they'll say, oh, yeah, I did a juice cleanse once. You know, we're really at that point where we are so toxic, we need extra help. We need plant medicine. Just doing eating clean, it's not enough. It really isn't. You need to be doing, cleansing needs to be a regular part of everyone's life.
Well, I think that it's very important to do the cleansing. I feel like it's very important to also look at all of the sources of toxins. So I think those are, do you go over that with people, all those different sources of toxins?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's very, very important that they understand and become educated in where the toxic buildup is, and you know, how do they get toxins? What is a toxin?
Right. Yes.
There are, you know, things like excitotoxins, which are in the food we eat, which affect our neurology and our emotions and our skin. If it affects our body, it affects our skin, which is the end organ, you know, and the liver and all of that. So I think skin is a good representation. If you don't like your skin for whatever reason, then, you know, it might be good to check out what you're eating.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I do have clients, though, that they come and they're eating the cleanest diet you've ever seen and, you know, still issues just because of, you know, maybe leaky gut even is the problem. And you've got, just because you're putting something clean in your body, if it's leaking and getting into the lymph, we have a lot of, you know, we have to repair it.
Mm-hmm. It's true. So, all right. And so when you are working with people, how do you do that?
Sure. So I do a lot of manual muscle testing. So I put someone on a table and I go through their different meridian points and test for a weakness in the body. So first we find out where is our biggest weakness coming from. A lot of times with skin conditions, you're going to get a hit on the liver, definitely on the lymphatics hormone area. The gut pretty much 9 out of 10 times is going to test weak on most people. So most people are going to be working on repairing the gut when they work with me. And then you can also do the muscle testing with products as well, placing products on the body and testing for if the body needs that or not. Muscle testing is also known as applied kinesiology, and it's something that I think a lot of natural practitioners use to evaluate the body. I also use a biofeedback device that can kind of tell me what meridians are potentially out of balance and if we have an overgrowth of maybe candida, viruses, bacteria, parasites, and where that might be coming from. So I use a couple of different things to figure out what's ailing the body and where it's coming from, and also just really listening to detailed symptoms of the client, including emotional distress, when did it start, did anything change when it started, what is the diet. So I really look at a lot of things, a full picture before I really make a full decision on what's going on. And just like anything else, it's, you know, we're still practicing natural medicine. So, you know, it takes a while to kind of get everything right, keyed in where you want it the right way. And it's also going to change over time. What you might want last month, maybe you don't need this month. Maybe your body's done with that. So you're constantly changing the protocol to adjust to where the body is at that moment.
Mm-hmm. I think it's so true that the body will change. Sometimes just changing your diet changes everything.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. In a very short period of time. And it's really nice to see when a person, I can tell when a person doesn't do the diet because there's not much change mm-hmm. in the body. But when they do embrace a different diet, a diet that will bring them optimal wellness and better health, that you can definitely see the results.
Yeah.
And I think that, and sometimes when you do that and you follow the diet perfectly, if possible, mm-hmm. You see that you don't need the same supplements the next time.
Absolutely.
You may be able to cut down on dosages. You could maybe eliminate A1. There's a number of things that a person can do to if they say, well, I'm taking so many supplements, well, if you eat right, then you'll need less of them because the body will not need them. And it's important to get tested, not just to guess at it,
you know,
to get tested and see what your body needs today and for the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, every couple of weeks, there should be some kind of a change. Even though that may be too soon for serious conditions, you know, it could be perfect. It just depends on how well a person embraces the diet and works on their emotions and all of those things. So what percentage do you think that emotional issues play in the skin and having acne?
Well, that's a trick question because I know that you are a very big proponent of the emotional issues.
What have you seen as working with people's skin?
You know, I have really gotten it down to such a science that I would say that's probably one of my bigger weaknesses as a naturopath, is healing the emotional piece. I can tell you that every person that walks in my door has something emotionally going on, though. Even if it's as simple as stress, from stress to childhood trauma to some sort of major change. A lot of people have a major change in job and physically moving that causes really interesting skin issues. That's kind of like they just don't understand. All they did was move to a different state. And I have to explain to them, okay, you're in a completely new environment. Not just the weather is different. We have different water. We have different air. The food is different. It's just all these things. So I would say there's an emotional element to everything.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, it's all stress. You know, moving is a huge stressor, you know. Mm-hmm. And any changes in a relationship or anything like that, you know, what people who are watching can even look up is something called psychoneuroimmunology, which is a science that was created at UCLA. And they have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that your emotions affect your immune system, psychoneuroimmunology, and it affects your immune system. And that affects cancer, skin, everything. And so emotions could be a cause. It could also be, I think, a result. I've seen people, I'm sure you have, who have a lot of emotions and it causes their skin to break out. And then of course their skin breaking out maybe wasn't caused by emotions, but it will be. I mean, then they get emotional about it.
More stress, yes, exactly. Yeah.
So in any way, shape, or form, we're all human. We all have emotional connections to everything that we are and our life. You know, the longer you've lived, the more you have to work on yourself, because it's a buildup of all of these things.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. So I think skin is very important. Look at how much people pay for skin cream today.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And it could be a skin cream that isn't good for them.
Full of toxins. That's the. It's so interesting. People come in and they show me what they're taking and what they're putting on their face, and they say, "Oh, well, this is you know, free and clear of dyes and perfumes." And I say, well, look at all the other stuff that's in it. Can you even pronounce 80% of that stuff? You really have to re-educate people how to look at things and how to read an ingredient deck. Most of the things on the market are toxic. And it is really sad that that's what the FDA does. They just let everything go in our food, water, skincare, everything. There's just toxins in everything.
You know, there really are. There really are toxic in everything. And I think skincare is one of the biggest things.
Offenders, yeah.
Oh my God, because this can absorb into your blood. And when you're putting things on your skin, then that you can get it into your entire system, depending upon the base and how the base is made.
Yes.
I think it's very important that people can use a non-toxic, organic, if possible, skincare that makes a difference, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, a lot of people are using vitamin C today, which is, I think, better than other things. I kind of like vitamin C, you know, it can be drying, but, you know, a lot of people are using retinol, they're using a lot of things and peeling. What's your opinion on that?
Okay, so I really think that in order to strengthen the skin, you want to support its barrier function. Things like retinol and peels, those are going the opposite. That's going to make you more sensitive and that's going to thin your skin over time, especially if it's a retinol that you get from a doctor or if it's just from some random skincare brand out there. It's too strong. You know, if you really want to heal the skin, you want to strengthen it, not weaken it and force it to turn over cellularly, right? So I think a light peel, maybe once in a while, like maybe every couple years for some sun damage. But again, if you have sun damage and you're peeling and you haven't trained yourself not to be in the sun, like full abstinence in your face, then you probably shouldn't be peeling at all, because it's just going to get worse and worse over time. There are so many better ways to heal the skin without thinning it, peeling it, drying it out with like the benzoyl peroxide, you know, like the Proactive brand, things like that. Those are just making your skin weaker, thinner, and more sensitive.
Right. It's always about finding the cause of why you have the problem you have, and, you know, finding natural solutions to fixing it. So when you have somebody coming in with a full-blown case of, you know, it could go from, I'm sure, acne to menopausal lines and wrinkles and sagging and that kind of stuff. You know, if you look at the acne part, we're talking about toxicity and all of those things we're discussing. What about the other, where you have somebody who is getting a lot of lines and wrinkles and that sort of thing?
Sure. So really with aging, you want antioxidants, and not just topically. You really want to be taking a lot of antioxidants, or eating a lot of high antioxidant foods, which you would be if you eat a fiber-based diet that's high in berries and citruses and greens, and, you know, really driving your diet based on fiber and not protein, which is kind of what's getting rammed down everyone's throat these days as a popular diet, which is completely opposite of what I think everyone should do. I, in addition to eating a lot of fiber, I supplement with vitamin C. I take CoQ10. I take just kind of broad spectrum antioxidants, resveratrol, just like natural antioxidants, because aging is what? It's free radical damage. So antioxidants will help with that. I also like, just any sort of high powered antioxidant or nitric oxide topical thing that you can get. Which helps just oxygenate the cells. It's just natural antioxidants for the cells. And that would be beneficial for anti-aging, for cancer, for protecting the skin, for acne. Anytime you can oxygenate the cells and provide antioxidant activity, that benefits any condition.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really good. Yeah, I think that a lot of people need to be aware of that, especially getting enough oxygen, nitric oxide, and they have the little finger meters today.
Yeah, they do.
Check your oxygen level.
Yeah. So. And have you heard of facial acupuncture for lines and wrinkles?
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually doing that for the first time tomorrow, so I'm going to go check that out. So
great.
For people that haven't heard of that, it's just basically acupuncture that encourages your skin to generate its own collagen and elastin. So you would typically do a series of 6 treatments 1 week apart. So I'm going to go see how that works, because I'm not really interested in filler or all those other
things. Yeah, and Julie, I think that it's, besides facial acupuncture with the needles, they there's other ways too of doing it, with magnets and different things. So you can talk to them about that. People are not so eager to go oftentimes do acupuncture on their face, because they understand that they're very thin, bendable needles, and it's not like a normal needle, you know, and it like fits in the ear, and it's, you could do them to your ears, auricular therapy, but they are, they do have some acupuncture things that they're doing, I believe, with magnets that I've seen. I think acupuncture is one of the greatest tools there is, so.
Absolutely.
They do it to the face, and I think it's probably great success. So with that.
Mm-hmm.
So let me know what you feel, what you get, what happens.
Yes, absolutely. I will.
So give us your address, where you know, if you want to give us your address, or you can just say your city and your state, your phone number or your email, let us know where to find you.
Sure. So I'm in Lone Tree, Colorado. I see people in person, and I also do telemedicine. So, you know, wherever you are, I can definitely help you. So my practitioner website is dmdnaturalmedicine.com. If you're just interested in looking at the skincare supplement line, that's at skinnaturopathics.com. My phone number, 303-999-0019.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for educating us today, Diana. And we will talk to you soon, I'm sure. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your acupuncture session tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you for coming. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, everyone. We are going to continue for a little bit today. And a couple of things I do want to share with you. And just getting all this up and going here. The reality is some things that you just have to know. And one of the things that I was learning about every day, I get reports from medical news that goes to doctors that I sign up for from a number of different organizations. It all streams into my inbox, and then I can look and see where it's from, what university did the study, who's reporting what, and I can assess it. Well, one of my favorite places to get information from is the Children's Health Defense, Robert F. Kennedy's Children's Health Defense. They put out a publication called The Defender, like D-E-F-E-N-D-E-R, right? And I'm spelling this because it's so important that I want you to get it, because there's truthful information about the vaccines. And I'm going to give you some of it today, and you will never, ever, ever hear this in the news, on TV. You're just not going to hear it. You're not going to hear it on the radio either. A lot of this is covered up. So the latest is that there's the number of injuries related and reported to the CDC after COVID vaccines, all of them, climbs by nearly 4,000 side effects or injuries, 4,000 in one week, okay? So the side effects and injuries from them are, it's growing. We have Johnson & Johnson trial.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Trials will include the trials that they've done and have been doing. It will include infants. It's almost hard to fathom why they would ever do this to infants. Like, you know, I mean, I just can't even imagine a health provider or any human being willing to do these kind of trials on infants, right? To take a chance in this. And that's what they're going to be doing. They're going to be, that will include infants, okay? We also need to be aware that if we go global for a minute, okay? There's a whistleblower that reported to the Children's Health Defense that 25% of residents in German nursing homes died after the Pfizer vaccine. 25% of residents in German nursing homes, not one nursing home, but all their nursing homes, when they had the Pfizer vaccine, 25% of them died. Okay? So we have some very interesting information that comes through truthful sources. Unfortunately, even though the Children's Health Defense and Robert F. Kennedy, he's very well known for all of the research that he does. It's non-political. It's about children. It's about autism. It's about the side effects from vaccines and all the toxins and heavy metals and preservatives. As preservatives that are in vaccines, not to mention the human aborted fetal cells and the synthetic reverse mRNA. We also need to be aware, very aware, that if we look at the vaccines very carefully, that what they are saying about the Johnson & Johnson, that it's totally safe, this is not true, according to the Children's Health Defense. And so we want to make sure that you have the correct information. Also, this new bill that they're looking at passing, House Bill 748, I just want to give you some stats. They're saying it's a COVID relief bill, yet most of it is not for COVID relief. So I had a friend put together some information and some stats that I think you need to know. So if you look at the American population, so that's 330,483,000. So it's many, many millions of people, okay, it's the American population. The stimulus bill is $2 trillion. And if you divided up the dividing costs by every American should receive $6,051.04. If the government did not use the money, used very, very little of the money for COVID, it ends up that each American that qualifies would be given $1,200 or less under a certain income, okay? And so instead of them getting over $6,000, if the two trillion were divvied up to all Americans, okay? So 300 million dollars is going to be spent for migrant and refugee assistance. That's on page 147 of the House Bill 748. Then $10,000 is per person for student loan bailout is going to be it part of this whole House Bill, this COVID-19 thing that they're doing now, today, that they're doing. Okay, so of that, $300 million for migrant and refugee assistance, $10,000 per person for student loan bailout, $100,000 to NASA because who knows why. And then there's $20 billion to the USPS, which is the United States Post Office, because who knows why that either. $300 million to the Endowment for the Arts, because it's arts. And the list just goes on and on and on. And for museums and libraries, and out of that, $25 million is for additional salary for the House of Representatives. We have then $9 million miscellaneous for Senate expenses. That's on page 134, by the way, if you can get a hold of that bill. And if we go down, we could see that there is not as much for the COVID-19, okay? So it's called the COVID-19 bill. I think that transparency is out the window. And it really doesn't matter that they're padding this with all kinds of things for all different reasons when they should be taking the money and giving it for COVID-19 relief, which is what they say they're going to be doing. And they're not, they're taking a percentage of the money, a small percentage, and they are giving that. And that ends up to be around $1,200 to each adult under a certain income, Okay, what that income is, I'm not totally sure of because it's changed. We need to understand that as American citizens, as human beings, as people who are wanting to help humanity, wanting to have our business reopened, have our kids go back to school, okay? That when the government says this bill is a COVID-19 relief, that's what it should be. It's not. It is not. As you can see from what I read you, that was like like 25% of the list that I was reading to you. There's all kinds of other money going to every different source you can think of, okay, including paying the Senate more money. So we are very aware that things need to change. And the only way to do that is to exercise your voice. And that is what I am doing on this Natural Health TV and radio, to exercise my voice. And that is hopefully going to help you. One thing you need to be aware of is the Environmental Working Group. And they have a brochure that's free about the 5G radiation. Okay, so the 5G radiation is not good, and you need to learn more about it. So if you go to EWG.org, EWG Environmental Working Group.org, you can download a free brochure, some information about the facts about 5G radiation from cell phones. I encourage everybody to do that. I think it's very important that people do that. The other thing I want to share with you is we all need to stand for health freedom. There is an organization. It's called StandForHealthFreedom.com. Just write it out. StandForHealthFreedom.com. And there you will learn about investigations with that they're doing with the CDC and all kinds of information that they're collecting about the CDC, Center for Disease Control, and investigating them about COVID-19. So we have to be sure here that our freedoms are not being taken for granted. As far as the Constitution, we have freedoms, okay? We have the Constitution, if it's not changed, all right? So we need to be aware of standing for our health freedom, standing up for the Constitution, and read it and see what it means. But this organization, Stand for Health Freedom, is very good. I like it. They've got some very interesting things on the problems with the PCR testing, the testing for COVID-19. Which is shown to not be accurate. Okay, shown to not be accurate. And the other thing is that the CDC, some article on the One American Network, OAN.com, it's a news show, all right? One American Network News. They did a program on the CDC, and they announced that the CDC numbers reveal hospitals counted over 130,000 deaths from pneumonia, influenza, heart attack as COVID-19. So the CDC has admitted in this newscast, OAN.com, CDC admits 96% of the COVID deaths were wrong, that the deaths were due to something else, and they put that they died of COVID-19. Why would anybody do that? Well, friends, just follow the money, right? They did that because the hospitals make thousands of dollars when they call something for COVID-19, when they claim that the death was due to COVID-19. Okay. Now, this is fact as far as I'm concerned. Otherwise, I wouldn't even bring it to the show. Okay. I have researched this. You can go to OAN.com. All right. And you can go there and look up CDC numbers are wrong. Just look it up and see what comes up, because how are you going to be aware? There's so many different areas that you have to research and read and double check and follow it down the rabbit hole to see where it goes and if it's real. Okay. And so that is what I do to bring to the show so that I'm bringing you accurate information that you can count. Well, if the CDC admits that 96% of the COVID deaths were wrong, what are we doing staying home? Why are we home? Why are our children home? Why aren't we opening up our businesses again? You know, you just think about all the people who have lost their businesses due to the inaccuracy of this. Not only was it wrong, but we know that the hospitals make money for every death, so we know why it's wrong. It's wrong because everybody's making money from it. And who is suffering from that? The people who own small businesses, okay? The kids that haven't been to school for a year or are going back or going part-time. The kids who have missed education, okay? That could be a year behind in their schoolwork because of it. Now, this is really not what we want to have in our life. We want to experience that we can stand up for each other, stand up for our health freedom, stand up for each other. We can be there, we can get information, follow it down. It's easy. You can just take an article and follow it down the rabbit hole, find out who did it, how much they were paid to do this article, what company funded it. Was it a company that makes COVID-19 vaccines? Was it a company? You know, I mean, you have to find things out, right? So with the time that you have right now, if you're still not working, maybe spend some time doing that and then sharing it with friends and sharing it with people. Social distancing is getting very old, in my opinion, especially because they have closed churches. Here in California, we still have many churches closed, the ones who are following the orders. There's other ones that are open no matter what the orders say to do. And in other states as well, the churches are closed. So this is a way to going to church is a way for people to connect with other people, to share positive experiences, to talk with other people, empower other people. We don't have that access right now. And the best thing I can tell people is go to church anyway. Get a group of people and be with people that normally go to the church and maybe meet them all for something outside, and so that, you know, you can get together in a group and talk. Everybody needs other people to connect to. So I want to encourage you to do that. I really do. Because spiritual distancing is unhealthy. Okay? And if we're telling people we want them to mask up and do vaccines and all of these things for our health, it makes no sense to spiritual distance people, which is what they're doing. Okay, so this is my opinion. This is just my opinion. And I am not listing anybody that is wrongfully, you know, I'm saying that it's a fact that hospitals collect money for COVID-19 people. They also do great things. I mean, the emergency workers in hospitals are heroes. You know, I love doctors. I don't have, you know, I love doctors. And I train doctors full time. And medical doctors, chiropractors, all kinds of doctors. And I feel that most of them, or many of them, are a health provider for all the right reasons, because they really want to help people, especially in the emergency room. So we need to look carefully at the whole vaccine situation. There are hundreds of doctors who have made videos about the vaccines and the harm that they cause, the side effects that they cause, the deaths that they cause. Not just COVID-19, but going way back when vaccines were first made and the first ones that people were taking. So this isn't just for COVID-19, albeit there are those side effects and deaths and all of that happening. You know, for something, a vaccine that maybe we don't even need, because the amount of deaths that they're reporting are 96% wrong. They're wrong. So you can put that in your non-tobacco pipe and smoke it. And I don't mean you should smoke anything else, just an expression. Anyway, we only have a few minutes left. And lots of other information that I would like to share with you. We want to make sure about big tech, that the way that they're blocking Facebook accounts, Twitter accounts, they're blocking accounts. If you go on to Facebook and you put something about vaccines being negative, or COVID-19 could be cured just by helping your immune system, taking some vitamin D3 and natural things, you could have your whole face down. You could be asked to take it off, even though it was something innocent, helpful, and was just telling people how to help themselves, like with their diet and things like that. So we don't want the big media censoring us. Like they want to censor TV news shows. Now, I don't care what the TV news show is. I just know that they're censoring certain ones because they want all the TV media shows to be in alignment with they believe. Okay, so they got a platform, they have a purpose, they are want to shut down the truth about COVID-19 vaccines, where does it come from, how to fix it naturally. And that, to me, there's something wrong, really seriously wrong with that in the United States. So I don't know personally. I mean, I know to fix it, it would have to be something in Congress, a bill, a resolution to fix that so that they wouldn't be able to censor freedom of speech. Okay, freedom of speech is a God-given right in the United States. It's what makes our country so great, is that we have the freedom of speech. Okay, so we want to be aware that this is happening, and it may be even going into our emails, and they have abilities to do many different things, you know. So I'm just saying that there is an email company that is very secure. It's in Switzerland. I'm going to recommend it to you. If you think that you're being hacked or you want to go to a safe email, go to protonmail.com. Proton, P-R-O-T-O-N, mail.com. Inexpensive or free in Switzerland. It's secure. And if you have a business, it can be encrypted. So I look at our health freedom, but our health freedom is also related to our ability and our right, okay, to discuss all information about healthcare in any way you can help a person, any way, you know, and not be shut down because of it, not be censored because of it. So if you want to have a protected email server, go to protonmail.com. And they are censoring a lot of the news that comes over Google that I've seen. And there are other browsers that are not censored at all. One is called, I'll say it first, duckduckgo.com. Like a quack quack duck, duckduckgo.com. Uncensored browser. Go there. Check it out. It even says that there it's uncensored. So I think that, you know, what I like to do is to help you protect yourself, to give you information for optimal wellness. And optimal wellness has also so much to do with your emotions. And if you're under stress because you've lost your business, because you feel threatened or censored or targeted by anyone, including the government, I would love to help you. And this is why I am here today giving you this information. Now, if you would like to personally send me an email, I only can do that if you're a member, which protects us, a member of the Wellness Optimization Club. So that's www.wellnesscenter.net. And then you'll see a thing in the underneath the banner, and it says non-professional member, order here, and professional member. So if you are not a health provider, not a doctor, okay, then you go to non-professional member, click there, become a member, send me an email, and I'll see how I can help you with your health, your emotions. And if you have stress, you could tell me about your stress, and I'll get back to you related to some things you could possibly do to eliminate the stress, to help the stress, so you can pass it through your body instead of holding on to it and having it get stuck in an organ or a gland, which then causes some kind of dis-ease in the body. We need to help each other. This is a time where we should be reaching out to each other to help each other. Instead, we have all of these social distancing guidelines, which I am very suspect about, because if there's 96% wrong about the deaths, then why are we social distancing? Okay? Why are we ending up with spiritual distancing? I want you to think about this. I want you to love yourself, love other people, and don't be afraid to hug people. You know, when you know, I hate to say this, and I'm not being a bad influence in any way. Believe me, I hope I'm not. But when I go to my hairdresser, I hug him hello. I don't care, mask, no mask, whatever. You know, to disconnect from one another is worse than COVID-19. Because that disconnection process and wanting to connect and not connecting and resisting connecting is not good for you. So you need, if you need to feel good about yourself, and you, if you see friends and you want to give them a hug, you give them a hug, whatever that's going to take. And I know what the government says about all of that. Okay, I do not believe it personally. Now, I'm not telling you to do something that I you know, that I believe in. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm saying that this is what I believe, this is what I feel as a health provider for 35 plus years, studying 9 years in Germany in natural medicine, naturopathy, homeopathy, and practicing for, you know, 35 plus years. I can tell you that we need to have fun. We need to go out and we need to have fun, whether it's walking on the beach or going to a movie or whatever it is. You want to wear a mask, wear a mask. You don't. I mean, whatever it is, it's your health freedom. And we have to make sure that we support other organizations like Center, like the Children's Health Defense, you know, and stand for freedom, that really stand for something important and give you accurate information. So I think our time is becoming limited. I'm going to check on that. We are over time. Thank you. Many blessings. God bless you. See you next week. Bye.